Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Oh, Saturday, that's right. It's happy days. It's Thursday afternoon. Coming up this evening in Uptown Greenwood, there couldn't be a finer time than to be in Uptown Greenwood with the Men of Distinction. They, of course, are coming to town for Live After 5 starting at 5:30 today. So I just wanted to remind you to get out there and go to it. Take a lawn chair, go uptown, enjoy, call a friend, go up there, have a good time. Starts at 5:30 right there in Uptown Greenwood. It is the Men of Distinction. That's right, going to be a good time. But first off, we're going to talk about what is going on at the 96 Historical Site this weekend. That's right, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And I have Tim Cruz, who is the Chief Ranger, out there with us on the phone. How you doing this afternoon, Tim?
Hey, good afternoon.
It's great to have you on the air. I guess there's been a lot of work going on over there at the 96 National Historic Park.
It sure has. A lot of preparation, a lot of setup, and we're all excited and just getting ready for what's going to be a really good turnout, beautiful weather this weekend, so we're really looking forward to it.
I'm telling you, sometimes the stars just align, don't they?
They sure do.
Well, that's great. Well, I've been out there for this event before, and of course, it is so much fun. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the highlights of what's going to be going on?
Sure. This event is entitled, of course, Lifeways of the Cherokee Indians and Colonial Settlers. And what we're kind of concentrating on is a time period between the 1750s and 1760s, really before the American Revolution, dealing with the Native Americans who were living here, and as the European settlers started to move into what is referred to back then as the back country of South Carolina.
Right.
So we have Attacullacoola, the Cherokee Peace Chief, will be out here, and a lot of different activities going on. We're going to have kids' activities, ranger-led walks, demonstrations, living history encampments, 18th-century colonial music, prehistoric weaponry demonstrations. We'll be firing the muskets and the swivel gun in the stockade fort. We'll have Fair Winds, which will be here with us, and that's an 18th-century circus. And we've got other reenactors that are doing first- and third-person reenactment, as well as a visit by Robert Gowdy, the first settler here in 96.
And he is quite a storyteller. I've heard him tell stories.
Yes, he is.
Well, that sounds great. Are there any particular performances that will be going on at any particular time?
We do. Well, when you stop by here, you'll see our info tent right when you first come in, and we'll have park staff and volunteers and pick up a program brochure, and it has literally a list of activities going on and pretty much about ever to 30, 45 minutes all day long on that Saturday, April the 14th. We start at 10 and go all the way till 5.
On Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, it's 10 to 3.
10 to 3. Well, you know, if it's the same person that it was, your Cherokee police chief, however you say that name?
Attacullacoola.
He's from up there in the mountains somewhere, isn't he?
He sure is.
I've talked to him before, and he called me a dumb white woman.
Oh.
So, yeah, we had a great time talking, but, yeah, he called me a dumb white woman. So, but if you really want to get the spirit and the feel of how this is, you will have the reenactors living there for the weekend, camping out. Isn't that correct?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a large turnout this year, and it really will recreate a sense of 96's early days. It really will. It's literally, when the visitors come here and as they start to go into the encampment area, it's almost as if you could, you know, step back in time.
Now, the significance of 96 during that time period, what can you tell us there, Tim?
Well, it was Robert Gowdy. Of course, there was an early trading post there. He tried to set up a trading post, and then you had the Native Americans, which were still living in this area. And so that's kind of the significance of it. And the first fort, Old Fort 96, was back near the Gowdy complex here within the park boundaries.
So, and of course, then there were some significant battles there.
Yes, there was. Now, as you go on, of course, they, the Cherokee they fought at 096, but also then, of course, you know, during the American Revolution, there's the first land battle south of New England in 1775, and in 1781, it was another battle took place during the American Revolution, and it was actually the longest siege of the American Revolution for 28 days.
You know, sometimes I think we just don't appreciate what's in our own backyard, because I'll bet there's a lot of people listening out there that just have no idea that this is such a significant, and it's right here in our own backyard.
It absolutely is crucial in the history of not only this great country that we live in, but in the history of South Carolina. And it is. It is a little jewel, a little off the beaten path, but it's just so much cultural history took place here, literally thousands of years. And we really want as many people as possible to come out and enjoy this, because there is absolutely something for everyone of all ages.
Now, I know when I've been there before, you know, the musket demonstrations and everything, that's pretty exciting.
It is. It's one of the a crowd favorite. I mean, everybody loves to see those, and it really gives you a sense of, you know, what it was like back then as far as you know, shooting the muskets and stuff. And we're really blessed here in 96 that our living historians, our reenactors that we have, our volunteers are very dedicated and very good at what they do. So we really, I want to send out a big thanks to them ahead of time, because they really help us with this and make this event, as well as all of our events, so special.
Well, I know that when they're doing the when they're reenacting and living in that times, I mean, so many of the reenactors try to find even the same type of fabrics. I mean, they really spare no expense or time or effort in finding these things.
That's correct. A lot of money tied up with every one of the reenactors. I mean, they really take this serious, and we take it serious, and we're really glad that they are here helping us with this, because it really gives you a sense. And that's part of what we do as a national park, is try to provide a better understanding, you know, to the visiting public. And what better way with some of these activities that we have going on this weekend?
And also, nobody should be afraid to go up and talk to the people that are there, whether they're camping out or giving a demonstration. I know sometimes people stand back and they think, well, I shouldn't talk to them. I should just watch what's going on.
Right. No, we love, and I know they love, the interaction. Absolutely. I mean, they shouldn't feel afraid or worried at all. Definitely go up to the reenactors. That's what they're here for, is portraying a particular time. And part of it, as I said earlier, you know, is this education about what it was like in those days.
And, you know, when I was much younger, Tim, and I went to the World Fair up there, I think it was in Canada, and my family camped out, and I said I understood why people died earlier, because they were cooking over campfires and doing all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They'll actually be doing all the things they would have done back then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They sure will be.
So that is pretty neat. Now, what can you tell me about the fair, the Fairwinds, the 18th century circus?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for the visiting public. They're going to have to come out here and see, but they do many different demonstrations. They actually do about an hour-long program, and it is an 18th-century circus, a little different from what we might consider a circus in today's time, but nevertheless, I mean, very educational.
They'll be using a lot simpler things, and they won't have any, I guess they won't have their iPads or anything, huh?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, they played with marbles and did all that kind of stuff, right?
They sure did.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think it's great that this is going on. I mean, this is usually an annual event that you have this time of the year. Now, after this event, what else will be coming up at the park?
Well, we have Living History Saturdays, which will be the third Saturday in every month starting in May. And this year it will run all the way through October.
Okay.
So that would basically be like May the 20th, June the 17th, you know, and so on, mm-hmm. That third Saturday. We're going to be doing an event before the 4th of July out here at the park. And, of course, in the fall we do our candlelight tour, which is really popular.
Sure.
And we have ranger-led programs going on during the weekend. If anybody would like to come. Right now, this time of the year, we're doing a lot of different school groups. Local school groups are coming out, and we really enjoy that. And seems this year we're getting more, even more school groups than usual. So that's really good.
Well, you know, and what the good thing is? It's a close trip, right? And with the price of gas, you know, that's another thing we don't think about, is that it's so close and so easy to go to.
It is. It really is.
And I know y'all have done just a wonderful job of keeping it up. It's a lot of work. But now, how many people actually work over there at the park?
We have four.
Four. And then don't you have a lot of volunteers?
We do. We have many volunteers. Reenactors. I mean, we've got sometimes 60, 70, depending on the event, depending on the time of the year. But we do have volunteers. We have some college students who have been working with us from Lander. They've been doing a great job for us. And we do get a seasonal usually in the summertime, which helps us out, you know, with our programming and stuff.
Sure.
But, yeah, I'm very proud of the staff that I'm blessed to have here at 96. Very dedicated. And to take care of over 1,000 acres, the grounds are always immaculate. The staff is well educated, very knowledgeable about the resources, and that always makes my job as a chief a lot easier. I really depend on the staff here, and I'm very thankful that I have them.
Absolutely. Now, Tim, what are the hours of the 96 National Historic Site? Well, not on the week for this weekend, but on regular hours.
Our regular hours are from 9 to 5, and that's year round, with exception of the holidays. You know, Thanksgiving, Christmas Day. And the event itself this Saturday will be from 10 a.m. until 5, and then on Sunday, April the 15th, it'll be from 10 to 3.
And so if you want to come out and have a great time and see how things were back in the 1750s to the 1760s, this would be an excellent event to go out to. Now, is there a cost to go to this?
No, that's another one of those great things here at this national park. Being a member and a unit of the National Park Service System, a lot of parks charge entrance fees and user fees. And here, it's free to everyone.
Absolutely free. So you can have a fun day, and it's going to be a great weekend to do this. Tim, is there anything else you'd like to say? Because I'm going to have to say goodbye, but it's been great having you on the show here today.
Well, thank you so much, and I really appreciate the opportunity. And all I can say is that we would love for everyone to come out.
Absolutely. Go out there to the 96 National Historic Site. We'll be talking about it tomorrow morning. And on Saturday morning, I do a show called From Trash to Treasures Along a Country Road. I'll be sure to do a couple of shout-outs on that.
Thank you so much.
All right, Tim. You have a great afternoon.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.